It's 8:12 on AM Tampa Bay, and Steve Morey joins us right now, the SVP of Business Development for the Tampa Hillsborough Economic Development Corporation. It's a mouthful here, and they're the ones who try to bring new companies into the Tampa Bay area, into Hillsborough County. And we just finished the 2019 fiscal year here at the beginning of October. And what were some of the highlights of the past year, Steve?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's been a busy couple of weeks as we close our fiscal year. But just overall, we're looking at this year, we worked with about 37 companies, both those existing in Hillsborough County and those coming in from outside of Florida. They're going to create around 2,500 new jobs and $390 million in capital investment. What's exciting is we were able to end the year with a couple of big announcements. One is Nuvia Plant Nutrients, and they'll announce that they'll reopen a former Mosaic facility in Plant City. They're going to create 135 new jobs and an average salary of $70,000. And we also announced that a Tampa-based engineering firm, Volt Air, is expanding locally with 10 new jobs, basically engineers, technical staff in Hillsborough County. Now, what's exciting about both of these projects is they're both going into facilities. You take a Volt Air, for example. Mettler Toledo moved up the road and built a brand new, beautiful building and left their existing building empty, but it took less than 2 years to refill that with companies. One is a company called Minimize USA, which was one of our announced projects, and then Volt Air will take the rest of the space. And, of course, we were all Mosaic closed the facility in Plant City a couple years ago, but it didn't take long for Nuvia to come in and hire 135 new jobs. So it was a good year, but this is also the end of our three-year strategic plan. And over 3 years, projects created more than 10,000 jobs in Tampa and $1 billion in capital investment.
I would think that this would be a very, very desirable place for companies to move to. I mean, obviously people want to move here, they want to retire here, but I would think it would be a great place to live generally. I mean, you got the water and the good weather in the wintertime, and I would just think that would be a lot of positives.
It's hugely positive, and keeping companies here and bringing companies into the area. I know, there's a lot of talk today about the new jobs report is coming out overall, and that's going to be down. And, certainly there will be some of that effect in Tampa Bay. But what we're hoping is that because of what we've talked about in the past week, our diversification of industry and a lot of other things that, whereas we might see some of the effects of what's going on in the economy, maybe not as much as other areas. Another piece of good news today is going to be the groundbreaking of CAE USA's new U.S. headquarters adjacent to Tampa International Airport. This is a new 290,000 square foot facility that they'll expect to open in 2022. Now, this is really cool. I don't know if you're familiar with CAE, but they build massive flight simulators, and they also provide training to fighter pilots, commercial pilots, everything from all over the world right here in Tampa. So not only is it going to be a beautiful new building with an important company, but there's going to be people from all over the world regularly coming into Tampa to do the training on these simulators.
Oh, that's a great thing. Steve Morey, SVP Business Development for the Tampa Hillsborough Economic Development Corporation, and the website is TampaEDC.com, Economic Development Corporation, TampaEDC.com. Steve, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you having me on.